Well, good morning to you. It is 8:45 at WFIR. Joining us live in studio this morning, three incredible young women who embody service, scholarship, and style. Please, let's welcome Carlia Swanson. She is Miss Virginia 2024. Cassidy Lee, Miss Virginia's Teen 2024. And we have Abby Stockett in studio with us. She is Miss America 2025. Good morning to you all, and thank you for taking the time to be with us. We appreciate it.
Good morning. We're so happy to be here. Thank you.
Truly an honor.
At this time, we'll turn it over to Ian Price.
Welcome, ladies. Let's start first with one of the easiest questions that you guys probably get a lot. What was your very first pageant experience? We'll start with Abby and go down.
Okay. Well, I was not a pageant girl by any means. Did not grow up competing. I actually entered my first local preliminary competition my freshman year of college. It was called Miss Auburn University. I signed up completely on a whim, got all my paperwork together in 1 week. I did not win the title of Miss Auburn University. I was third runner-up. I was really scared. I refused to ever watch the video because I blanked in my onstage question. But we have come a long way since then, and I'm so glad I kept going after Miss AU.
I like that you told them I didn't win that one, but
I didn't win, but I won the next one. That's what matters.
Carlia?
So I have a unique story. I started when I was 16 years old in pageants, and I was performing at my aunt's funeral, and a pageant director was there, and she recruited me to come and do her pageant. And I said yes, because it was an opportunity to sing and play the piano. But what kept me coming back was meeting the other young women, making a difference in their community. And I was hooked ever since then.
That is incredible. You were doing something that's more of an intimate moment, and it turns into this onstage kind of—
changed my life.
Wow. Cassidy?
Yes, at 10 years old, I stood backstage at a dance benefit show for Operation Smile and fell in love with the philanthropy and knew that I wanted to have a community service platform to do more. And then I joined the Miss America organization my freshman year of high school, and it has become so much more than a platform. It's become my life's purpose, and I'm so thankful for the opportunity serving as Miss Virginia's teen to help make the world a better place one smile at a time.
Well, it's exciting to have you guys all here. Do you guys want to talk a little bit about the Show Us Your Shoes parade for people who may not know what that is?
Yes. So every year, Miss Virginia holds an annual Show Me Your Shoes parade where the contestants get to decorate a shoe of their choice. And this year, we actually have a Show Me Your Hat where all the contestants got to have a Kentucky Derby style hat to show off their creativity, community service initiative, or something they're passionate about.
Wow. So that's kind of an expansion of something that's a little bit more historic.
Absolutely.
As the Derby takes
off. It's a new day at Miss America.
So what happened last night? I mean, that probably didn't involve you guys, but that was more of the preliminary starting to everything this weekend.
Yes, so it was our first night of preliminary competitions. Half of our Miss competed in talent, the other half in the other areas, on stage question, evening gown, fitness. And for us, it was really just about being a part of the show and celebrating this year of service that we had. For me, I was able to sing and introduce some parts of competition. So it was really fun to just see and cheer on the young ladies that are competing for the title.
And it's more of like a host role.
Yes, absolutely.
A different atmosphere, right?
See, I got to sit in the audience, which was pretty fun because I'm so used to being on the stage. But I know that these young women have worked so hard, and so it was so exciting getting to watch them showcase all their talents, share their platforms, hear more about their story. And then I got to go on stage and answer a few questions. But it's always fun sitting in the audience, getting to watch it all play out.
Yeah, specifically when you've done it yourself at such a high level.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about pageantry's evolved in recent years. What are some of the biggest misconceptions you think people have about pageants? We'll start with Cassidy this time.
Yes, I think a lot of people think it's just a beauty pageant, but it's a scholarship program. I am so honored to actually be on a full ride to the University of Alabama because of the National Scholarship Partnership with the University of Alabama and the Miss America organization. Miss America is one of the nation's leading scholarship providers for women, and I'm just so honored to be a part of this initiative.
Carlia?
I would piggyback off of Cassidy. You know, sometimes people think it's all about glitz and glam, but being a title holder is truly a job of service, helping those in the community, and also the scholarship aspect. As Miss Virginia, I've earned $70,000 in scholarships in total, and being a PhD student has helped me continue my education. And when you think about the women competing, these are truly the women in our community that are making a difference every day.
Yeah, specifically when you're getting a PhD, you just slid that in there. Abby?
Yes, definitely the service program. This organization has showed me that my voice matters and my voice carries weight. And it's showed me that I truly find the greatest sense of fulfillment when I'm giving of myself to others. And I think it's service that's what gives this title so much meaning. And if anything, this year I've realized that being Miss America is so much more than looking pretty and wearing a crown and sash. It's an opportunity to make an impact and engage with people across the country of all ages and from all backgrounds. And every contestant that competes on the local, state, national level is required to create a service initiative. And it's really anything that you're passionate about. So mine is cystic fibrosis awareness. My very, very best friend was born with CF. And so this year I've gotten to serve as a national ambassador across the country for the CF Foundation, and it's probably been the most rewarding part of holding this title so far.
We're speaking live with Miss America, Miss Virginia, and Miss Teen Virginia, live in studio here on WFIR. We're going to stick with Abby, Miss America, talking about how you've been traveling the country. What are some of your most memorable moments?
Oh man, that's tough because this year has been very unique and I think catered to things that I love and things that are special to me, whether it's dancing, cystic fibrosis related. I'm also in nursing school, so I was a commencement speaker for the UT Health Houston, which was really cool. But then I've also had some crazy experiences. I was sitting front row at a UFC fight in Las Vegas. I was at the NFL draft, the Super Bowl. I've attended more motorsport events than I ever thought Miss America would go to, but it's been a fun mix that's made the year so memorable.
What are some of the motorsport events you went to?
So I was at the 24-hour Rolex race in Daytona. I was at 12 hours of Sebring in Sebring, Florida. And then I attended the Children's of Alabama IndyCar Prix in Birmingham.
We know Joey's a big motorsports fan. We know he was listening.
Listen, it's fun. I like it.
Carlia, what have been some of your best experiences?
It would definitely have to be my school tour. We have a partnership with ABC. And so over the course of this year, I've been able to go to 70 elementary schools and talk about healthy and positive choices. But my community service initiative is called Music is Unity, where I bring people together through the power of music. So I get to teach students how music is also a healthy choice that they can participate in. And I invite them to sing and play and snap along. So I show them that, you know, no matter your age, your background, how music can bring us together.
Music in elementary schools is quite the test in patience.
I enjoy it. I enjoy it. You know, I asked them, do you want to sing? And they're like, no, we don't want to sing. And then we do some call and response and they see they can do it. So they come along.
That's awesome. Cassidy?
Yeah, similar to what Abby said, service has just been the most special part of this year. I always like to say, you know, it's never about you as a title holder. It's about the impact that you can make on others' lives. And so in addition to working with my community service initiative, Operation Smile, I've had the honor of working with various nonprofits, the American Heart Association, Special Olympics, Make-A-Wish, and just helping to bring joy to those families in need has just been the honor of my life.
Do you find it difficult balancing school and service work?
No, it has been the most incredible adventure being a freshman in Alabama and Miss Virginia's teen. I've been traveling back and forth, and I like to say it's not been ordinary, but rather it's been extraordinary.
More driving or flying?
Flying. 28 flights since June.
Frequent flyer miles.
Yes, that's right.
Well, Carlia, let's talk a little bit about more about the PhD work and balancing school and the responsibilities. How has that worked out for you? Have you had any moments that have really made you question it?
No questioning. So Miss Virginia is a full-time job, so I actually took the year off for my PhD. But it worked out very well because I'm in the fourth year of the program, so I finished all of my coursework and my qualifying exams. So when I go back, I have 1 year left, and I'm just writing my dissertation and finishing some teaching requirements.
That must be exciting. You're on the final lap.
I'm excited. Time to apply for some jobs.
Well, Abby, Miss America, you were in the audience watching last mm-hmm. night. You'll be doing a little bit more of that. As you're doing all that, what comes up next?
After this, I'm headed to Alabama. Miss Alabama Week's also taking place right now. And so tomorrow I will go to Miss Alabama Finals. We never crowned a Miss Alabama after I won Miss America. So I'll be crowning the next girl, which is going to be super special.
Yeah, so we've got two girls with Alabama ties in here.
Yeah, we do. I know, crazy.
Are you guys on the same flight sometimes?
No, we've almost maybe that one time at the airport.
Probably, yeah.
We're actually also sorority sisters as well.
Mm-hmm. Carlia, do they make you feel like an outsider sometimes?
Well, no? I was close to Alabama one time when I went to Columbus, Georgia, so I guess
that's how. We're speaking with Miss America, Miss Virginia Teen, Miss Virginia, live in studio here on WFIR. So, whoever would like to take over. Let's talk more about what's happening at the Berglund Center in the next coming days. For anyone who hasn't been able to attend a pageant, what would you be able to witness?
It's truly amazing what the Miss Virginia Opportunity puts together. There's a whole week long of festivities, going to Rockledge. There is a tea party. There's a crowning of little sisters. There's an American Heart Association luncheon that we're having today, the Crown Society. But at the Berglund Center, you will see young, dedicated women who are interested in making a difference, competing in various areas of competition. And Saturday night, we'll have a new Miss Virginia and Miss Virginia's team.
What will that be like, passing over the crown, Cassidy?
Yes, Carly and I have had the most outstanding experiences this year, serving in our dreams. This was both a lifelong dream for us, but we are so excited to welcome new girls into the sisterhood and support them in their opportunity of a lifetime as well.
So do they crown the new champion Saturday night?
Saturday night.
Are there any events that hang over into Sunday?
Yes,
there is an after party.
Yes. And a scholarship breakfast to welcome the new title holders, give them their gifts, and just get them ready. And then they are on a plane to New York to start the Miss America prep.
Oh, my gosh. So if any of them are listening to this right now, what would you tell them is coming up at the beginning of that? How does it start? How does the whirlwind after you get crowned? What's the next moment
like? Okay, so you go to a news interview on WDBJ, and then you have a scholarship breakfast where you get gifts from all of your sister queens, and then there's a business meeting, and then you move into your apartment, you get your keys to your new car, and then you're going to New York, you're starting your interview prep. A whirlwind.
Wow, yeah, a whirlwind is a good way to put it. So for the many of us who won't be Miss America, what was it like being crowned?
Listen, it was crazy. I would also describe it as a whirlwind. I never thought that I would be crowned Miss America. I was so convinced I wasn't going to win that my family actually planned a ski trip from Orlando to Vail, Colorado. So I had already like packed up my suitcase that had my ski helmet in it. That's how convinced I thought I wasn't going to win. But obviously, the Lord had different plans for me. It was a very surreal moment. The moment I'll never forget was Miss Texas, who was my first runner-up. Before they called my name, we were holding hands, and she looked at me, and she said, "Abby, you were going to be a phenomenal Miss America." And then they announced my name, which was crazy. I get chills every time I think about it because, like, how did she know? But then the next minute, there was confetti falling from the ceiling. I looked over at my family. They were all bawling, crying. They were a mess. All the girls swarmed me and were chanting my name. It was a moment I wish I could relive over and over again. It's so funny. My dad was never really on, like, he wasn't really a pageant pro. He didn't know much about it, but he showed up to support me. But I swear he texts me every week saying, "I just watched your crowning video and I'm crying again." Like, he was at the gym last week in the sauna and he was like, "I'm sitting in the sauna crying watching your video." So it's an awesome, it was an awesome moment that I've cherished every minute of it.
We've been speaking with Miss America, Abby Stockton, Carlia Swanson, I'm sorry, Cassidy Lee, obviously Miss America, Miss Virginia, and Miss Teen Virginia, ahead of the Berglund Center event this weekend to crown a new Miss Virginia and Miss Teen Virginia. Do you guys have anything else to say before we wrap up the interview?
We are just so grateful for this experience, everyone involved. It truly is a family, and we're just so honored to be a part of it and also have the incredible Abby Stockard here with us celebrating this week.
Thank you. I'll say I'm so happy to be here. I've had the warmest welcome, and Roanoke, they've truly made it feel like home being here. Everyone has been so kind. Come out to the Berglund Center. It's going to be amazing. One more night of prelims tonight, the finals tomorrow, where we're going to crown our new title holders. This is an incredible organization. It's life-changing. So to every volunteer, sponsor, scholarship donors, thank you so much for believing in the life-changing mission of this organization.
Yes, and this has just been a blessing for me. This was a 10-year journey to this moment of becoming Miss Virginia, so I just feel blessed and honored to be here today and just to celebrate with everyone and all of the young women.
All right. Miss America, Miss Virginia, Miss Teen Virginia, thank you for joining us on WFIR.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Award-winning hyper-local coverage, the Roanoke Valley's Morning News, weekdays 6 to 9 a.m. on WFIR.